In September, Governor Christie celebrated as he cut the ribbon on Panasonic's new corporate headquarters in Newark.
The fact that not only are they keeping all of their employees here and moving them here to Newark, but also adding employees over the next number of years is a great boon to not only New Jersey's bottom line, but more importantly, to New Jersey's psyche.
It was a small move. Panasonic left Secaucus, just 10 miles away. In exchange, the company received about $102 million in state-funded subsidies. For its part, Panasonic promised to create at least 250 jobs and sign a 15-year lease in Newark. The governor says perks like this help New Jersey to attract businesses that may be considering moves to neighboring states. But some studies have found that corporate subsidies like the one Panasonic got are a wasteful giveaway that sets up competition among neighbors.
States rightly see themselves as caught in a trap.
Kenneth Thomas is a professor of political science at the University of Missouri, St. Louis, and studies corporate subsidies.
What the states do largely offsets each other and doesn't really have much overall net effect on the location of investment.
Thomas says that if New Jersey and surrounding states like New York and Pennsylvania stopped offering incentives, the places where corporations locate wouldn't really change much. By some estimates, the Christie administration has ramped up corporate subsidies, increasing the average amount of these grants from about $10 million per month in the 2000s to about $57 million per month over the last 3 years. James Hughes says to some extent, the incentives have paid off. He's the dean of the Edward J. Blaustein School of Planning and Public Policy at Rutgers University.
The job growth in 2012 really was the best in over a decade.
But that might not be saying much. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, New Jersey's unemployment rate in September was ninth from the bottom among the 50 states. An analysis in Governing Magazine this summer found that despite the dramatic subsidy increase, New Jersey has lagged behind its neighbors in job creation since the financial crisis. Chris Carmody is executive director of the Institute for Sustainable Development. He says before paying subsidies, states should consider what they're getting in return.
I think the question in job creation subsidies and incentives is, what kind of job is the subsidy likely to create? What are the wages? What are the retirement opportunities like, pensions, benefits?
Critics argue that many of the jobs being created are low-wage jobs. The governor vetoed a bill passed by the legislature that would have increased the minimum wage. The legislature responded by putting the question to voters in the form of Ballot Initiative 2. It would increase the minimum wage by $1 to $8.25 an hour. The measure would also require future rate increases to be tied to inflation. New Jersey voters will decide on that measure Tuesday. For WNYC, I'm Janet Babin.